All right. First of all, I want to thank everyone for being here today. What we're going to try to do, answer a few questions about Senate Bill 75 and hopefully clear up a few questions, get a few things straight that might be floating around out there on Facebook, Twitter, and the Internet. I actually filed this legislation the day before Sandy Hook occurred. And this is something we've been working on for a while. A big concern that I've had as far as us and our responsibility to protect school kids while they are in school. This bill actually has two parts to it. And I want to stress that this bill does have nothing to do with teaching kids how to shoot or gun safety. It's a gun safe program. I would encourage everyone to go on YouTube and look at the Eddie Eagle film. It's 7 minutes long, and that's what would be played to seventh graders. And its intent is, if you're playing or you see someone in school with a firearm, that you stop what you're doing, you get out of the area, you report it to an adult. Because we had an incident in Colorado where a child was carrying a gun in a backpack for like a day and a half. Kids knew it, but they didn't report it. So we want to encourage them to do that. And that's the extent of the, quote, gun training on children. It's not about shooting. It's about respecting the firearm, getting out of the area, and reporting it. The other portion of this bill that I feel is very, very important, because I have 5 grandchildren in public school, and I have 2 teachers in my family that teach in public school. And that part is the intruder and active shooter response training that we could offer for schools. And there was quite a high fiscal note from DESE. I was a little concerned about that. I think we have ways of lowering that immensely. But I would like, you know, we train for tornadoes. We train for fires. I think that teachers and school employees need to be trained, and a lot of schools are doing it on their own, on what to do if you actually have an active shooter within the school or on school property and how to respond to that. So that is the gist of the legislation. My hope when I filed this was that we would get a hearing, we would get the conversation started. I'm anxious to see where it goes. I hope we get it out of committee and get it on the floor. 34 senators can add and make this better legislation. And I do think it's important. I think it's something we need to address. Schools are all addressing this on a certain level. I would like to raise it to a more professional level.